Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, when you're a freshman at St. Edward's University here in Austin, Texas, your first day's work is discovering how delusional Alex Jones is. I didn't hear this from somebody on the street. I heard it directly from my sister who took notes. Just another example of how effective we've become at fighting the New World Order, how their minions, even people who, you know, aren't consciously their servants, like army ants, defend the fraud, defend the system. I'm going to challenge Professor McGuffey to come on the show. You know, he wants to teach his class all this stuff, how I'm delusional. He can teach us here on the air. Right now, let's go back to the calls in Bev Harris on electronic voting fraud, all the big developments there coming up. Jim in Arizona, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Welcome, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I first want to say, you know, I don't want to puff you up, but you deserve double honor. And I work for a defense company in space in Michigan, but I was out on a road trip here in Arizona, and if it wasn't for that Coast to Coast that I listened to, I wouldn't have caught you. And I want to thank you for being on that show. I went on your site, and I think I was still kind of in a bubble for a little while. I was one of those people, you know, they came to the Lord a few years back, but during the election year, I was provoked into voting for GB, and hearing what you had to say, man, it really did a number on me, you know, and I'm the kind of guy, I like to seek truth, even if it means suffering persecution. So like I said, I'm a resident in Michigan, and when I head back, I'd really like to get in contact with, if you have any affiliates or any kind of something I can plug into over there and get, you know, anything going for me outside of, say, my regular job that I have. I want to be proactive in this movement.
Well, sir, become a leader. Start your own website. Get an Access TV show. Everybody can do something. And, I mean, Access TV. Take Access Television. Still in most major cities, most small towns. Small town, you get a show on Access, you might have 1,000 people watching. You know, once you start doing the show and it gets popular. Big city, you might have 50,000 watching. Think about that. A politician will fly halfway across the country to talk to 100 people. Now, we need to use those venues. Use the Internet. All of you need to be leaders. You are leaders, and just go out and wake up other people. That's the key.
Okay, currently right now, you don't, I mean, what I want to do is, yeah, I don't mind doing that. I was even thinking about doing radio, but I guess I need someone to hold my hand a bit because I've never jumped out into a radio.
I know, but I barely have time to even hold my children's hands. So, I mean, the problem is all I do is work, so I really can't. I mean, I'm trying to hold your hand. I'm trying to give you ideas how to get out there and fight the globalist.
Listen, if there's like a resource or somewhere you can tell me, go and check here. They'll assist you, information on how to get this thing going.
Well, it's easy. I mean, literally, sir, whatever town you live in, if they have Access TV, go get a show. If they don't, they'll have one the next town over and the next town over. A great resource is Micro FM. If you don't have an AM or FM affiliate for this show or this network in your area, get in touch with other Micro FM folks and put up a little 5-watt transmitter, and it'll go out 4 or 5 miles and educate your whole neighborhood. You know, there's so many things. The key is information. Start a website. Start a little 5-page newspaper, you know, tabloid style that you, and I don't mean tabloid as in Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, the
right
tabloid format, you know, the big broadsheet. Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Listen, as Pat Buchanan, I remember, said many years ago, don't wait for orders for headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. This is a grassroots swarm effect. We're going to swarm the enemy. We're going to defend the republic. That's how we're going to do it. We'll be right back.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Beth Harris is a longtime corruption auditor and investigator. And now for many years, she has been exposing election fraud, election thieving, stealing. And we've had Diebold engineers go public and say it's all a fraud. We've had court testimony about how people were hired to run election fraud, or good old-fashioned hired to jam phone lines during elections. We know that Senator Hagel was way behind in the polls, but owned the voting machines that people were going to vote for him on, so he won by a landslide. We know Michael McCall's father-in-law, congressman from Austin, Texas. We know his father-in-law, and that was all a product of the redistricting, by the way, Tom DeLay, owns, is the majority owner of Hardiner Civics, that people then vote for his son-in-law on, and they're also his biggest campaign contributor. These are just a few examples of literally thousands built with back doors, black boxes, so you can't even look at them under agreements. Oh, this is a private equipment. There can be no audit. There can be no real recount. We'll just run the same computations again. Imagine if we have a corrupt elite involved in terrorism. We have a corrupt elite involved in no-bid contracts, in bid rigging, and an elite system involved in all of the land grabbing that's taking place and all the other horrible things that are going on. They know the people, 97% in Texas, are against toll roads and transponders, 90% against open borders. We know 70-plus percent against the war. How are they then going to stay in office and continue? They're doing it through election fraud. And again, this huge hoax, the feds have paid for 35% of the country to put in these systems that are totally fraud-based. A lot of areas of the country already had systems that were riddled with fraud and designed for fraud, where you have paper ballots, but they're fed into a computerized system. I have witnessed election fraud. I've witnessed our own county clerk, Dana de Dubois. In the paper in 98, it said double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures, breaking safety seals, but the state board said it was all an accident. Yeah, you break safety seals and double count ballot boxes and falsify signatures on accident. And we just see this over and over and over again. This is real. This is happening. This isn't a joke. That's why they're so arrogant right now. It goes hand in glove with the police state. This country's been bought up by multinational corporations, and they've gone in and bought up the electronic voting machine companies. I mean, the owner of the CEO of Diebold says, I'm going to deliver Ohio to Bush, and there's clear fraud in Ohio. It's incredible. And again, I'm not a Democrat. Get that straight. I cut my teeth as a Buchanan-type Republican. Democrats in their areas of the country are using these machines for frauds. So we're getting little fiefdoms, little city-states. But the Republicans are running the national switch over to their system, and it is just a nightmare, my friends. Well, we're going to have to, if they continue to win, we're going to have a secret people. I mean, we'll have to have secret orders ourselves, I guess secret societies. That's how they overthrew us, and I'm being somewhat sarcastic here, but in a way I'm being serious, where you'll have to pose as a globalist your whole life, go to college, serve them, not be taken over by them, get into positions of power, get elected through the fraud machines, and then do everything you can to fight it, but then they'll catch on to that and I guess just assassinate us. I mean, if they get in their machines nationwide, we're going to have to secretly pose as them. But the easier thing to do is discredit these machines, demand ballot recalls, demand petition recalls of the electronic voting machines, and in the petition drive, have it built into that, that if the petition succeeds or that you then put it on the ballot, that on the ballot it's going to be paper for the money to fund the paper system and to get rid of the electronic voting machine system. That's been my idea for 8 years. It's the way to remove them. I hope it's implemented. I don't know if I laid that out properly. Bev Harris, thank you so much for joining us. I'd like you to go through and chronicle. We haven't had you on in about a year. Chronicle, we're coming up to an election. Blow by blow, all of the incredible admissions and things that have come out. It's great to have you on, Beth.
Oh, well. How long you got for me to chronicle all that?
We got 45 minutes at least. The cases where I've got video people testifying in court. They were hired to engage in fraud. We got engineers going public. We've got all this stuff coming out. Go through it for us.
Well, even Diebold has admitted that its machines are made specifically so that you can change the program at the last minute. And they call that a feature, but they say it's only a problem if you want to commit a felony.
Oh,
so
I see.
In that sense, really, I don't think we should put locks on the doors of banks because it's only a problem if you want to commit a felony.
Exactly. Why is it? I mean, so it's a feature to be able to engage in fraud. I see. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I would say that was one of the admissions that is especially surprising. They keep saying, don't worry about it. The machines are secure. And then we keep finding proof that they're lying and they're not secure at all. In fact, there's no security. In fact, there's invitations sitting in the machines. One of the things we found, there was a group in California, Open Voting Consortium, that bought a machine on eBay. And they opened it up. And on the motherboard of the machine were instructions that told you how to set some dip switches in a different position.
Yeah, there is
to make it function differently.
Let's be clear. There are fraud prompts built into the machines.
Right. This is not... there's one I have. I have a voting machine on the table in front of me right now. We bought one from a bankruptcy sale. I mean, this is what's great is citizens are going out there and they're getting a hold of these things and looking at them and seeing all the lies that have been told.
Because during an election, let's be clear, they won't let you get into them. They say it's proprietary and private.
Oh, yes, and they lead you down the garden path and tell you all these wonderful things. The dog and pony show we get in my county, now there's a machine here that's used to count the absentee ballots in several places in Texas. It's used, it's an optical scan machine. It's probably the second widest used machine in the U.S. It counts about 25 million votes out of 100 million.
It's the old system Austin had before they went to the total fraud machines.
Right, right. Well, so this particular one, of course, this is the one we hacked in Florida with, where we just basically took the memory card, which is like a disk, and just stuffed it, pre-stuffed the ballot box. No one could tell. It completely rigged the election. And they said, don't worry about that, because, you see, we have a special metal plate that's a door over it, which we then seal with a numbered plastic seal, and it just looks great, right? Now, so I've seen this. I've heard their song and dance. So we bought one of the machines and actually have it sealed up using the exact stuff that they use. It took us, let's see, me and my administrative assistant, Natalie, we're both in our 50s, and it not particularly handy. It took us 2 minutes to completely remove the seal, leaving no trace. It was a complete joke. It's a complete sham. In other words, it did cost us $12 because we had to go and buy a Phillips head screwdriver and a needle nose pliers to unscrew the washer. That was all it was. It was just such a ridiculous sham. And they're saying, well, you can't get at it, and it's all for show, because they have to have known that all you have to do is unscrew a couple screws, and it pops off, and then you screw it right back in, and no one can see you did.
Now, Bev, state legislatures, high-powered attorneys have gone to the companies, the big four, and said, will you please just take the fraud switches out? Will you please, you know, take the wireless system out? That isn't even, by the way, part of the system. They just say they add that for fun.
Yeah.
And they go, no, we're not going to take it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then when they do, they... I have a videotape that I took this week of an election official. And I said, look, I have now opened up the voting machine for this one model he was, you know, testing. And it doesn't matter which model, you know, they're kind of all the same problem. But, and I said, and in it is a slot for a wireless card. Now, in the one I opened, that there was nothing in the slot. There was no wireless card in the slot. But you're sitting here with 500 voting machines like this. How do we know that those slots are empty? And he said, well, I'm not going to crack them open and look. Well, so in other words, you don't know at all what's in the machines. And secondly, why is it built in there? Why did they put a slot in there for something? It's like they had to go to some extra effort to do it.
Now, Bev, you're just being a conspiracy theorist. We should. It's no big deal to have all these.
I always say.
It's no big deal to have all these congressmen that own the voting machine companies. People vote for them on. I mean, that's completely normal.
And look at this. We've got Hardiner Civic in quite a bit of Texas, right? I mean, it isn't even just the potential for fraud. It's also they don't even work well. You've got a write-in candidate down there that they're trying to, like, shuffle into place for Tom DeLay, I think, from what I understand. And she's got a big, long, hyphenated last name. And you can't write on a touchscreen. Well, a guy in Ohio did try that, by the way. In the last Ohio election, he didn't understand what he was supposed to do, so he got out a pen and started writing on the touchscreen, which I thought was pretty funny. But you're supposed to, like, key in the whole name of the person on the touchscreen when you write it in. But you can't even do it with a touchscreen in Hardiner Civic. You have to roll a wheel and then look to see what it does. It's this complicated, I mean, you ought to be able to, and I'm not sure, you know, I can't say one way or another. We're a nonprofit organization. I can't say one way or another whether candidates are good, bad, or indifferent. But it has been a longstanding tradition that we can do write-in votes in the United States. And you can't write them in on a touchscreen, so you have this complicated dance you do where you have to remember how they spell their name, and then you do the wheel, and then the wheel goes to the screen, and then the screen goes to the little, you don't even have a little receipt in Texas. You just have to hope it goes to the little record. It's crazy. It's completely changed the way we do elections. And citizens are finding that it doesn't matter what they say, do, or prove. It doesn't matter. It's going to stay the way it is.
Like every other issue, have you noticed since they put all these new systems in that suddenly government across the board is 100 times more arrogant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible. You know, people say, well, something this big, it would go public. But when we get back, there have been testimonies where people have gotten up and sworn in testimony that they were hired to engage in fraud. All that's coming out, and still, It's unbelievable. Beth Harris, stay with us. I want to chronicle all this on the other side of this quick break. We'll also give out your website for your fine organization.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bev Harris is our guest. Bev, the latest news, the latest info. I want to talk about solutions, ways to turn this around, ideas you've got. I mean, can you run through just in the last 6-8 months the different developments? I mean, I know I'm aware of a lot of them, but every time I go to your website, you have every day scores of new mainstream articles where they admit fraud in plain view. It's like they're letting us know, but nothing happens.
Yeah, I think it's a problem that's really just beginning to scratch the surface of how deep it goes. And it's hard for people to look at. A lot of people, it's really hard for them to look, and they don't. It's like going by a bad car accident. You don't want to really see what it is. And it's taken a while to grow this way. It's taken at least 20 years to get this way because people kind of were asleep at the wheel. But what's happening is people are citizens all over the country are starting to get it, and they're starting to go out into the field, you know, getting away from the Internet, getting away from just letter writing and stuff, and they're starting to go and visit, you know, and ask questions. And when they do that, they often run into a brick wall, they're obstructed, or they're lied to, and they know it, you know, because people have a lot of common sense. And so then they start to ask more questions. And so what used to be me running around investigating is thousands of people doing very much the same thing that I was doing, and they're uncovering a lot of stuff, and it's just starting to well up and come out, and you ain't seen nothing yet, because I think as we go into the next year or two, as citizens start to say, okay, I can do this, I can go out, you know, and I can ask some questions, and I can get some records, and I can find some things out for myself, we're going to learn things that we don't really want to know are going on, but you can't clean up a problem unless you know it's there. And
well, Bev, you just
said
on
what it's going to take.
Sure, you just said on the psychology here. It is painful. It is scary. It is nauseating to imagine that there is concerted election fraud to take the people's will and destroy this free country. But it's really happening. I mean, knowing what I know about election fraud, knowing what you know, Americans should be out on the streets by the millions freaking out. But you're right that people are starting to more and more get involved. We have a huge movement here in Austin, Texas, movements in Kansas City, all over the place that we're on the radio. But, I mean, just a few months ago, I saw that clip, and it was in a legislature where the, you know, insider's getting up and saying he was hired to design the machines for fraud. Can you go over some of the whistleblowers we've seen the last year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork. And there was, of course, I think you're probably referring to Clint Curtis. And he was, he says that he was told by, it's not Tom DeLay, it's the guy, Tom Feeney. Down in, I kind of get them mixed up. They're just such charming people. Down in Florida, he was told to create a program to manipulate a machine. We know that a particular programmer up in Canada put in backdoors into the Diebold touchscreen systems. It wasn't a glitch. It wasn't a programming error. He put several levels of them. It was fairly elegant how it was done. More and more people are coming out and telling what they know, and I think, of course, now it's compartmentalized. It's not like just because you work for a company, you're going to know all about this stuff. What we found, for example, in the Diebold system is there's really only a few people who actually know how it works, and a lot of times the person will know how their segment works, but they don't know how the other guy's segment works, and they don't know how the two segments interact with each other. And so it's not as easy as you might think to get a whistleblower, but the evidence is definitely starting to become undeniable.
Now people getting up in legislatures and saying, I was hired by this person, or getting up in court and saying, and showing the documentation, that should be ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, nightly top head story, but it's not, is it, Bev?
No, I can tell you there are, you know, of course, people have seen Lou Dobbs has been lobbing one over the net every single night. And I do think his producers realize how big a story it is and how hard it is for the American public to actually face this. You know, because what people do when they're so scared of certain kinds of news is they turn away. I think a lot of people will remember the AIDS crisis when it first broke in early 80s. A lot of people didn't want to hear it, didn't want to know it, didn't want to know anything about it because it was scary. And so I think we're at a stage now of pushing the story out the door day after day in different specifics so that people can get their head around it and start going, okay, it is real, and I got to start accepting it, and I have to be willing to look. That's the first step for most people, because when you really can look and you really see it, you no longer have the luxury of just sitting around and hoping someone takes care of it. It makes you get out of your chair and do something. And, you know, there's that, too. People go, well, if I really get into this, then I have to do something. But it's
well, I mean, does any American out there feel safe in any way knowing that there's a criminal group and groups openly stealing elections? I mean, an organized fraud against our republic? This is huge. Bev, let's talk about who the enemy is when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The globalists are openly announcing that they plan to attack Iran very soon. The federal government's coming out and saying there might have been bombs in Building 7. They're going to look into that. I'm sure they'll lie to us. But the mere fact they're having to respond is huge. But election fraud. Doesn't it go hand in hand with the Supreme Court saying private interests can openly lobby, that is, pay off local governments and take your land without just compensation? It fits in with plans for a national draft. It fits in with the North American Union. By the way, everything that Lou Dobbs is covering, by the way, I checked into his contract. He's one of the few at CNN who's allowed to do whatever he wants, has total editorial control. That was his deal to come back to CNN. Remember, he left for a few years to run his own company. So, yeah, we have to commend Lou Dobbs, but this stuff's all going on. And it is premeditated, it is focused, and it's just the arrogant system saying, hey, we put these computers in, we put these systems in here, we run things, try to vote us out, and they literally will laugh at you. Evil people have taken control of the government. There's big money in control of government, and corruption is going to see. Bev Harris, before we go any further, you haven't given it out yet, tell us about the website, the organization, how folks can support you, your book.
Right. Well, the book isn't as big a deal anymore. Right now, it's Action. And so the website is blackboxvoting.org. Okay, inside a black box means you can't see inside the voting machines. That's why we call them black box voting machines. So it's blackboxvoting.org. It's a nonprofit. And obviously we exist only because of citizen donations. We don't take money from any vested interest. We don't take money from any of these corporations or voting machine vendors or any of that, only citizens. Now, what we'd like to see citizens doing, what I did was I've been out on the road for like 3 years looking into this stuff, and I did kind of a brain dump of everything I've learned in 3 years, and I put it down, and I call it a toolkit. And it's very easy to use. It's got 20 different modules, so you can pick things that interest you, because people have very different skill sets, right? And each module is only about, three, 4 pages long, just bullet points, just, you know, this, this, and this, because I know you've got common sense, and you can figure these things out, and if not, you can ask me. But what I did was, it's another book, frankly. It's 129 pages long with all 20 modules, and I've got two more to go. But it's a live book because we're updating it constantly with stuff that citizens are finding that works to oversee their government. We put it on there for free. It's right up at the top. We've got a national hand count registry because we do have some counties now that are starting to say, you know what, maybe we will take another look at hand counted paper ballots because this is turning into such a mess. So
folks can go to blackboxvoting.org and really get a huge synopsis, 100-plus page synopsis with different sectors, different areas with bullet points, with tactics that work. And it's important to understand that we've proven they're stealing elections coast to coast by design. But if you can just prove in your county to the voters and the citizenry and by going every week to the city council and talking on televised cable, you know, getting the word out that it is fraud-based and that there has been fraud and that it's open to hacking, if you can just prove that it can be scammed, then you can demand that it be removed. Right, Bev?
Right. And the thing is, it really is local. A federal election is just 10,000 local races. Literally, it's all the local jurisdictions put together, and we don't yet have it federalized. Now they're trying that way. They've got it. They've got some states. Texas is not one of them, but there are several states now where the states have taken it over from the local people. But even then, if you get in there and you say, you don't even have to go to all the meetings. It's amazing all the different things you can do that really make a difference. But what you do need to do is get real evidence. And by real evidence, I mean, wherever you go, take a video camera or a little audio, pocket audio recorder. You know, in Texas, you can secretly tape record public officials. And so you can ask them all kinds of leading questions and get them on tape telling you these ridiculous answers they come up with. It doesn't mean anything if you come tell somebody or even if you sign an affidavit, but you need evidence. And evidence is videotape, audio recordings, photographs, public records, something that stands up in court, whether or not you have to go to court. You find that once you get the goods, you do get media coverage on it. Because it's safe for the media to cover a videotape.
The only problem is, and it is good to get coverage, they always say, another problem was discovered, another screw-up, and then it's a guy testifying he was hired to run frauds. No, it isn't another problem was discovered. I mean, Bev, I've seen that a million times.
Well, and what it is, I want people to remember back to the days of Watergate. This is it's bigger than Watergate, but let's think back to how Watergate finally got past the tipping point. It didn't start out, well, we have obstruction of justice by the President of the United States, which was where it ended. What it started out is, well, you know, a check ran through the account of some guy, and somehow it ended up going to Cuba. We can't figure that out, you know, it went through a Mexican account. You know. They had little bitty pieces of evidence, one after the next, and over time, people went, okay, we're seeing a bigger and bigger picture. They were able to emotionally handle it. And, yes, it ended up a president resigned because a president was obstructing justice. And you're going to get at that by finding individual pieces of evidence and compiling them together. Same thing happened with the tobacco industry. As you'll recall, it used to be the tobacco industry never lost a lawsuit. And anybody went up against him was really in trouble and had real problems. But they started doing one case after the next here and there and compiling evidence.
Well, yeah.
And putting it all together. And finally, they had the whole ball of wax.
Exactly. Big Tobacco would send squads out to rough you up or break into your house. And that got covered in that great film, I forget the name, based on
The Insider, I think it was.
Yeah, The Insider with Russell Crowe, great film based on a true story. But that was the point. Once it was tens of thousands of people going public, they couldn't go rough up everybody.
Right, and that's why it is going to be up to the people of the United States to make the case. This is not going to get dealt with by our public officials until the people make the case. Because the public officials were put in there by this system. You can't use a broken system to fix itself. And it
You mean if I catch a fox in my hen house, I can't hire it to guard the hen house?
No. Isn't it a surprise? And that's why we put together the toolkit. Because, okay, we don't want everybody to have to reinvent the wheel. And it gives a lot of good ideas. And what I'm finding is that citizens have, we only put this toolkit out a couple of weeks ago.
Now, Bev, I want to take some.
All over the country are using it and getting results.
Sure. I want to talk more about solutions and that toolkit. But you mentioned a great victory. You mentioned that some towns and cities are withdrawing from these fraud-based machines and going back to paper ballots. I also know that a bunch of states are saying no to the Help America Vote Act, the $6 billion or whatever it is, to come in and pay the local counties to put in these scam-based systems. So can you run over those victories and give us some of the other victories?
Well, yeah, the state of New Hampshire, about 45% of their locations are going to do hand-counted paper ballots this fall. There is a county in California that has said, you know what, we're going to buy our own scanner and we're going to scan all the ballots and put them on the Internet ourselves. Because, and the state of California kind of didn't want them to do that. And they said, well, then we're just going to do it anyway. We have another county in California that said, you know what, we're required to use these machines, but we're going to let you guys come in and count them at the precinct anyway. I mean, you know, this is the places with the paper ballots. The state of New York said, you know what, the Department of Justice has taken the state of New York to court because the state of New York refused to buy the new voting machines. State of Connecticut decided to delay it for a year. So, you know, we are seeing people stiffen up their spines.
Isn't Arkansas
public officials to do that? You got to have lots of citizens on, you know, really on their case.
Isn't Arkansas also pulling out of it?
Well, that's news to me. If Arkansas is, I didn't know that.
Well, I knew it was probably 6 months ago. I read some mainstream news articles out of Arkansas where a bunch of their counties were saying no to the Help America Vote Act.
Oh, well, I have to go back and research that because the thing is, we are finding that there are public officials who have backbone. It takes a lot of backbone for them right now, and I got to say, there's some real heroes there. Real heroes.
Yeah, what happened in South Texas? You guys were down here and really hit a home run.
In South Texas. Well, actually, no, in Utah that was, I believe.
No, but there was another case where you guys went down and tested the machines in Texas, and then you hacked them right there on the spot.
Oh, that was Leon County, but that was actually Florida. But yeah, we did hack them on the spot.
Then it must have been another voting group.
It probably was another group that did it because this is something.
Well, see, that's the good news, Bev. If you've got 13,000 counties, and as you said, a whole bunch of Bev Harris's that you've spawned now, thank God, that's the problem. There's so much of this news and this fight, there's so many articles about it, none of us know even probably 20% of it.
Well, that's true. Nobody now, it's gotten so big that not even the news sites that specialize in this topic, Bradblog is one of those, you know, that every day puts out a new story. He can't even keep up with it all. That actually is a good thing, though, because we're not going to whip this beast unless we have a tremendous amount of effort. Think of it as a pendulum, a big, heavy pendulum that's swinging toward taking power away from the people. The only way you can get it back is to slow it down and then reverse it so that we start taking back power. That is going to take a huge amount of effort from everyone.
And let me be clear, I've been studying that pendulum. It was swinging hard with incredible force towards totally crushing the Republic. It's still swinging towards us, but we are actually slowing it down now.
Yes, that's exactly accurate. It was, and the thing that was so scary is for a long time, I know that you've been on this for a long time, but very few people even knew it was swinging. And it really, truly isn't a situation where you go, aha, we've won the thing. It will always swing back and forth.
It's like good and evil, because it is good and evil.
Yeah, and so, but our job now is very clear. Our job is to reverse the swing of the pendulum and start putting it back into the hands of the people.
Bev, I want to take some calls, but I want to bring up this point. The hubris of the elite trying to put in a unified national fraud system. We know there was already a lot of fraud even with the scan systems before. It seems to me now they've overreached trying to unify federally the scam with just four or five companies, and so that when they reach for it all, that they may have started the chain reaction that's going to backfire and have the whole thing blow up in their face.
Which is often how it happens, is from overreaching. That's how it happens so often. They get arrogant, they overreach, and then people wake up.
Same thing with embezzlers.
Right.
I know you're an expert in that. I mean, that's how the criminal mind works. The criminal mind is really, it's cunning to a certain extent, but also stupid in ways, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we got to hope that they stay stupid long enough for us to get it back. Because the scariest thing is, you know, if you just do some action but not enough action, you can actually inoculate it. You know, you can actually, it'd be like you just give it more resistance the next time around. So we have to really do a knockout blow here in a way where we've got to really get out there in the next every election until we get it back, and we've got to have the biggest citizen evidence gathering in history.
Well, Bev, Americans don't really talk to each other anymore, though that's starting to change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the type of issue where you should be knocking on every door on your block, mm-hmm. saying, hey, can I invite you over for coffee? I've got some nice little printouts here, some news articles
right.
about election fraud. And if your neighbor says, well, I don't, you know, I'm busy, go, hey, this is America, the United States. We're losing our right to vote. Do you understand what it means if a group can block us from voting? It means big corporations are going to rake the daylights out of you. This
uh-huh.
is serious.
And, you know, one of the first things we have in the toolkit, which, again, is right on the website, blackboxvoting.org, available for free download. But one of the first modules is a house party module. Here's how you get your neighbors involved. Here's how you set up a house party.
Exactly.
Here's what you do. And you can use your own creativity. I was mentioning some of the other victories that have happened. There is a group in Memphis that has got a temporary restraining order and locked down the voting machines.
Good.
I mean, this is the kind of thing citizens can actually get accomplished. There are groups out there that are convening their own citizens' grand juries. I mean, it can work,
well,
but
Bev,
we have to be confident. We can't have this inferiority complex that we can't do because we can.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I guess rebels, you know, come from the same cloth. Well, number one, the establishment, going back, I remember being involved in elections 12, 13, 14 years ago. In fact, I got into politics first before I got into TV and radio, so I guess 14 years ago now. I remember working on campaigns, seeing it happen, being and then volunteering to be in there stacking the Scantrons, getting them ready to jam into the machines, and seeing, here's an example, half the votes in Travis County in the Republican primary for Pat Buchanan. And I was talking to other tables. I was saying, hey, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Wow, looks like Pat's going to win. And then suddenly the night comes out and he got like 5% or something. You know, folks, this, just when you see the fraud for yourself, and so we go talk to election officials, they laugh at us. And because of Bev and others out there, they don't laugh anymore. They run in fear. These scammers know we're onto them, don't they, Bev?
Yeah, yeah. They do. It's not funny. I walk into an elections office and all of a sudden they, you know, their face changes, their whole demeanor changes, and they start to get really nervous. And I don't try to do that, but because actually there are a lot of good election officials
who've like,
been railroaded along, but there are some.
Sure, it's like Darth Vader just boarded the spacecraft.
Well, you know, and we have a lot. It's surprising how many election officials actually work with black box voting behind the scenes.
Sure, that's how it works. They're not allowed to look under the hood. They're not allowed to touch anything. I mean, you know, they're told just shut up. This is how it works too.
Right, right. So it is, and we're seeing more of that. But we're also seeing election officials really get punished by the establishment. So you know, so citizens. Actually, I think the local election official in many cases is really between a rock and a hard place because they are really almost pushed out of office if they try to...
Well, hey, that's what it takes. They need to create a union of, say, you know,
yes,
county clerks, election officials, for a free and fair vote, and they need to start having, you know, conventions.
Right,
I mean,
they
you
do. And in fact, Ian Sancho, who's this great election official, the first one to allow us to hack the machines in Florida, I provided him with a number of names and contact information for other election officials who quietly came to us and were very disturbed about things. But, you know, Diebold tried to run him out of office, and actually that escalated all the way up to an antitrust investigation by the Florida Attorney General. In Utah, Ian actually prevailed there, but in Utah, the official there, Bruce Funk, was treated very badly. They put, he allowed an examination of the machine. It uncovered a huge security flaw. It was covered in the New York Times. And yet, Diebold's lawyers were flown to Emory County, Utah on the Lieutenant Governor's jet. And they came into closed session and locked an elected official out of his office. And he has not been able to get back in since.
Yeah, that's how America works. Elected officials blow the whistle, and private corporations lock them out of the government building.
Right.
It's called tyranny. That's why they're militarizing the police, handing out black masks that criminals have always worn, inquisitors have always worn, executioners have always worn. When the black masks start going on, folks, you know you're in downtown Moscow. We'll be right back. They want to fight? They're going to get it!
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
For Bev Harris, Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with this modern American hero, a great lady. Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Alex. I have actually two questions for Bev. First is, I was wondering if there's any running list someplace of the specific people who are responsible for making the decisions to implement the machine.
You know, that's a good question. We really were looking at doing that, but it's we did have a list at one point called the Gotta Be Replaced list. And it is the same old characters to a great degree. There are some new names that come in. But I don't have a one-shot place for that right now. That's a great idea. That would be a really good communications tool, and it would hold people's toes to the fire for their decisions they've made.
Right.
Basically, if you look at the big four electronic voting machine companies, I've studied them. Diebold looks like an intelligence operation, a government operation, the way they, you know, the things they do. And the others are owned by senators, are owned by defense contractors, are owned by groups that shouldn't even be involved, you know, anywhere near the voting process. You know, they're all basically designed the same. You're not allowed to look under. I mean, here's a parallel. In Texas, the state legislature is not allowed to see the agreements with the private Spanish company Centra that's taking over 8,000 miles, almost all of our state highways and local roads. And they tell the legislature, no, you're not allowed to see any of it. It's a private agreement. Of course, it's a total fraud, but it's the same thing with these. Bev?
Well, and it's also government officials, for example, and I think he may have been looking at, you've got people like Donetta Davidson, who was the former Secretary of State of Colorado, Britt Williams, who was the tester for Georgia and Maryland, Doug Lewis from Houston, Texas. This guy is, you know, a whole story in and of himself. They keep cropping up over and over at the top of the decision-making chain of who is saying, let's get these things in here, and even more importantly, who is authorizing these. I think if we ever actually get a bona fide hearing with people under oath, this is going to unravel faster than anything, because they got one in California. California Senator Deborah Bowen, who's the chair of the California Senate Elections Committee, managed to get two of the testing labs in front of her committee, and they fell apart. I mean, they ended up admitting they hadn't looked at the stuff, and they didn't understand what they were looking at. I think if you pull in the certifiers and the top people who've been pushing this stuff through at the public official level, and if you get them under oath, things will fall apart pretty quick. And it isn't as large a number of people as people might think.
Absolutely.
They keep getting put to the new position, and then they disband that, and the same person comes over here, and a new position.
We're almost out of time here, Bev. Any other final questions there, Ed?
I was wondering, like, what would it take to get national legislation standardizing the whole procedure?
No. See, that'll backfire on you. They're already trying that. After they pulled the scam in Florida, they used that with the help of America Vote Act to come in and standardize the fraud. Bev?
Yeah, you want to. The genius of democracy is in the dispersed nature of it, and it sounds tidier and neater and like a cleanup to do.
It's called
one
separation
thing,
of
but
powers.
It's dangerous because all it takes then is a handful of people to derail the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you actually want to have a more diverse thing. It's messy, but it's stable.
Yeah, it's called separation of powers. Ed, thank you for the call. You want to have your states pass laws banning these black boxes with these modems and not letting people look under the hood. Ben,
sure.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, the answer is the media's trained us all to look to the feds. You look to the local area. That's where the authority still is. And possession is 9/10 of the law. We have to take over the states and say no to the feds' authority. The FedGov has been grabbed by private global interest. Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org. You keep it up as the election nears. I want to get you back on with more updates. Godspeed.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. There goes Bev Harris. My new film, Terror Storm, is out. Get your copy at InfoWars.com right now.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...